Okay, we are picking up the halachas of Sfira Sa'omer. I think we're actually getting into towards the end of the actual halachas of the Sfira itself. And then, I don't know, we have to see. We're going to discuss probably, I guess, some of the halachas of Nehugi Avelos during the Sfira. Many probably only hold it till Lag Ba'Omer, so I guess that part is not going to be as l'maisa, but it's important to know the halachas nonetheless. And then we'll start getting halachas into Shavuos. So I want to digress for a moment to discuss Pesach Sheni. Is there really enough gemina bezman hazeh? So it's just to be noted, it actually is a fascinating machlokas in Dion, in the Achorim, whether or not if the Beis HaMikdash would actually in fact be built between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, would there be a Pesach Sheni? Would there be a full-fledged Pesach Sheni? It seems to be a machlokas in the Achorim how to understand that. And that is a fascinating Dion. I saw just now in the Or Sameach Sefer on Chumash, I'm blanking out on the name right now, but Lamaisa on his Sefer, he says over there that if there would be a Beis HaMikdash, there'd be a full-fledged 7 days whole Raya, there'd be a 7-day Yantiv, Mamash like a Pesach, okay? That is a very interesting Chiddush, I think, that he makes on his own. But Lamaisa, you have the Rebbe of the Chayda thinks that there would be Shayach to have a full-fledged Pesach Sini for everyone. Basically, their discussion is stemming off of a Gemara that discussed this Inyan, that the Gemara says, in Pesach Adar Samech Vav, that we say ish ish ki atam nefesh, that ish is nidcha pesach sheni ve'in tibur nidcha pesach sheni. It sounds like a pshuto of the Gemara that a tibur is not nidcha es pesach sheni. There's a big deal, a lot more to understand how to understand that Gemara. Lamaisa, there seems to be 2 days beferish in the Rishalmi that discuss the shayla, and it seems to be a very big shayla. Lamaisa, that we hope that that is Lamaisa, but we also a big nafkamina potentially could be for the lachas of Tachrin bizman hazeh. Do we say Tachrin on Pesach Sheni? It seems to be the Rov postgame actually do assume that we don't say Tachrin during the Zman of Pesach Sheni, but it is a fascinating thing because at the end of the day, if there really is no Sheikhas to even if we hope that we'll have the Pesach Sheni right now and already beforehand, before the Zman, and so that's a Shaila for whatever you're going to be able to even make a Pesach Sheni, so why would there necessarily be room for the Antiv? So that actually was the Ha'ara from the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish said Tachrin is based Medrash, Rukhan quotes that way in the name of Chazon Ish. And Rosh Hashanah, I think, also goes that way. And Wayu, they would always say Pesach, it was one of those times like that, and also like after Sukkot, the times where like Wayu says Tachran like nobody else does, so everyone always have the random guy. Rosh Hashanah's down there, they like he would figure it out. If Rosh Hashanah is like going down to down, and he says Kaddish, Kaddish, like as if everybody in the shul doesn't realize. The Meisar Shechter holds that you should be saying Tachran. Again, Minag Olam is not the way, and we see that many Achronim assume that even Bizman is there, they should love maybe Bachach, the Prichadash. Many of the Acharonim, the Shlomo, or Shlomo Zalman says we don't see Tachni Adal Iyar, and the Shari Ephraim quotes as such a minhag. So it seems to be that the minhag Olam definitely is like this, that we do say. Again, it could be for the purpose of that, or even because it's a Megillat Tainus that it was a Yantiv, but at the end of the day, Megillat Tainus Batlas, that's a little bit difficult why that's far, but it could be the base on the other reason that we're saying that, Achida, and all the other Acharonim that assume that really, if the base of Megillat was built, we would have a Zman of Pesach Sheni, and that is something that's very nice. So therefore, we would not be saying Tachanun. However, before the Mincha, before we would many do say that you should say Tachanun before. That is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch Rav Luach Eretz Yisrael. That's the Minhag in Yerushalayim. We said Tzidkas on Shabbos. Let's say we said Tzidkas on Mincha on Shabbos. Even though Pesach was Motzei Shabbos, again there's Minhag in both ways. Everybody has that. There is a Minhag that is brought down in Chassidish Minhag. Some quote in the name of the Talmid HaBesh, some quote in the name of the Divrei Chaim. It seems to be earlier than Divrei Chaim, though, because it seems to be Talmid HaBesh already had this, that they eat matzah on Yadalad. So that's all big shayla. What exactly are they doing? The Chazon Ish was actually against it. But because the quote of Stiper was into it, and then the Chazon Ish was saying that they're Mechadish, you're adding a mitzvah. Chaz Shalom Shalom Bal Tosif. So you don't have in mind that you're Mechayim a mitzvah. You have in mind that you're Mechayim the Minhag. At the end of the day, that's the whole shayla also, that the Achronim points out, even that, the Avnei Nezer was wondering, says, even for the minhag of the Chassidim, I get it. Avnei Nezer was Chassidish, was Safa Chava Rebbe. So he said, okay, I get it, but why don't we do it tonight? Tonight is Tezvav, that's when you would actually be eating the Korban Pesach, so do it on the night you're eating. So they're all different terusim to that, shayla. They say, really, the Hachana is the purpose of it, and really, to goof avoid the issue of the Chazon Ish, we dafka don't need it by nighttime, because we don't have a mitzvah matzah deraisa anyway during the day, so there wouldn't really shayla bal tosif. So that's why we specifically do today, show that it's a zecher and only a minug, and not by nighttime. But that seems to be, there are different opinions about that. Anyway, I thought I was going to be discussing Sfira Sa'omer finishing up. It looks like we'll probably have to get to a next halacha, but I wanted to discuss at least one of the topics, was Nashim, woman in Sfira Sa'omer. So we discussed that we're going to mention that. So now we're up to the Inyan. So it seems to me there could be machlokas Rishon about this. The Maram Chalva has a very interesting deal, and he explains what could be the Yisod Machlokas, whether or not women are Chayav, that if it's a mitzvah that's taloi on bringing the korban, and therefore it's only going to be derabadim as man is that, so then it would be potentially a mitzvah she'en as man grama, because what's actually causing the fact the mitzvah to be said is the hakravas hakravas omer, that mitzvah is taloi on man, but after that, just the memila, after that you start counting, might not be mitzvah she'en as man grama. And the others would say that, you know, even Bizman Azed, it's the Reisik, it's the day after Pesach, so then they'll hold that potentially is just the fact that it's the time causing it, and that would be a mitzvah sashay 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 sashay, and that would be a potential way to understand this inyan. But Lamaisa, it seems to be that Mishnah Berurah, clearly Paskin, holds that it's a mitzvah sashay 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 sashay, and therefore the minhag is that women do not have a chiyav in Sfiras HaOmer. However, there's a big shadow about making a bracha. As we pointed out, even for Ashkenazim, that generally make a bracha on shofar, lulav, sukkah, etc., so they'll make a bracha on all mitzvahs that shesh as magramas. But here, we already quoted in the name of Rav Yashiv and other gedolim that they recommend not making a bracha because we're afraid that she'll forget. Now, by a man, if he's afraid he's going to forget, he knows he'll forget, we say you better to make it because we really hold against the bag. But here, there's no reason to be machnas in it. Anyway, Shulchan Aruch says not to make the brachas because Sfardim never make a bracha on mitzvahs that shesh as magramas. So, she's only volunteering to do it, or she's volunteering to do it, and there's a chashash that for these rishonim, so we recommend that she doesn't make a bracha. Even more fascinating is the Orla Tzion, Chilek Gimel, Perek Zayin. Sif Ches quotes the Rav Palim, who's Ben Ish Chai, and he quotes Al Pisod, that the woman shouldn't count at all, even without a bracha. For Sephardi women, they should not be counting Al Pisod whatsoever. And the Klausenberger, the Riyatza, quotes such a minag that this is, he quotes even an extended to other mitzvahs, Eshaz Magrama, that Al Pi Kabbalah is an inyan that they shouldn't count whatsoever. So, I don't know, maybe women are mocked about this, that's why they're not counting, because I don't know how many do count or don't count without a bracha. But Lamaisa, it seems the minag olam is to count without a bracha, at least to try to, but I don't know how careful they are. I guess they're relying on the, even without a bracha, they're relying on maybe the Mekubalim. But anyway, a woman who is Madakdekes Mimasea, so the Chronon point out, she's very, very careful. So then the Orchel Sarbina quotes that the stipler woman would count Sefiras HaOmer, and he would remind them, and they would count. And they would count with a bracha. Chaim Knesset says that they would count even with a bracha. He would remind them every day. So that is us. We have the woman who's bedekt as maseah. She would be able to count. I want to just quickly get into ketam. I guess we will be able to finish up. Is that ketanim that we do chinuch, the mitzvah of chinuch, just like every other mitzvah of chinuch. And the same way that if a person over the age of a mitzvah forgets, by night time he counts by day with a bracha, then kidyan with a bracha. So the ketan will be the same halacha. And the ketan also will be able to, count if he forgets the whole day, then he would not be able to count with a bracha, just like a gadol. He follows the same halachas basically. That should be halachas for him. Okay, well, the very fascinating shaila about a katan becoming bar mitzvah during Sfira. Interesting deal about that, Be'ezer Hashem, we'll get to, and eating before Sfira Somer. I guess we'll get to those in the next last halacha about Sfira, Be'ezer Hashem, and then we'll move on to the Nugei, Avilus, and Lag Boimer, Be'ezer Hashem. Halacha about Lag Boimer, Be'ezer Hashem.